And good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I'd like you all to put your hands together and give a collective round of applause all around Sitka to the Sitka Lady Wolves. They have just won the state small school softball tournament. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So your whole team is not here. How many people are on the team?
We have 14 girls that are on the varsity team.
14, okay. And three of you are here today. Mm-hmm. So why don't you introduce yourselves, going from you to you.
Okay.
I'm Megan Way, and I'm going to be a senior.
And what position do you play?
Center field.
I'm Kelsey Von Schuschmidt, and I'm going to be a senior, and I play left field.
I'm Zoe Krupa, and I'm going to be a junior, and I play pitcher.
Sure. Play pitcher, are the pitcher.
I am the pitcher.
You are the pitcher. Own the title. Okay. And
I'm Jill McCarty. I'm the head coach.
All right. And Jill, are you overcoming some kind of cold we were saying earlier from all the traveling?
It's partially cold from the traveling, and partially I haven't recovered my voice from yelling during the games.
Yeah. So you guys were up in Fairbanks. That is quite far to travel for the state tournament. And this is your fifth championship season in the last 6 years. So it's really a legacy of winning that you guys are bringing home and brought to bear this weekend. Can you talk a little bit about the championship day itself? How did it play out? So this was Saturday and you had two games. You had previously beat Homer and North Pole pretty handedly. And what was Saturday like? How did it begin?
Oh, it was kind of surreal. The girls had played so well on Friday that I didn't really have a doubt about Saturday, but playing Ketchikan, you never know. So we came into that first game knowing that this was the most important game of the tournament. If we won this game, I was pretty confident with winning the championship.
And this is the semifinals.
The semifinal game, yeah.
Okay.
And the girls were fired up for it, too. Ketchikan, you know, being a rival and being in this position many times, we just told them, you know, this is the game we have to win. We gotta hit. We gotta play together. And so many of our girls had their best game of the season, or their best tournament of the season, playing together. So it was great. Mm-hmm. As soon as we won that game, I was feeling pretty comfortable.
Okay. And how do you think you won that game?
Because
Ketchikan, can you, just for people who don't actually know what you mean by it's Ketchikan, are there really good hitters? Are they really strong together? I mean, what is the thing that makes Ketchikan so intimidating?
You're never safe against Ketchikan because they can put up 10 runs in one inning. They have bats up and down the lineup. And, I mean, as those of you who watch a championship game, like anybody in their lineup can hit a home run at any time. And so you never really feel safe, which is why I was glad that we took them in five and not giving them extra at-bats. But really, you know, Ellie Gray pitched a great game that first game, which allowed us to have fresh pitching in the second game. So they hadn't seen Zoe. Zoe was throwing hard in the second game, which really was the difference. And then Allie Wood behind the plate didn't let a single pass ball by. She threw a runner out. Like, she had the best games of her life that tournament. So, but all around, players were picking each other up and they played together. It was great to see.
Okay. So you win the first game 10-0, and then you get to the second game and Ketchikan got the chance to play you again because they beat Homer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the second game in the afternoon. So Zoe, you go up to pitch.
Yeah.
To pitch. And what is it like carrying the weight of that game at that point? What was the score? And what was the feeling among the team in terms of what you had to deliver?
Well, the score was like 2-0. Ketchikan was up. And it just, I'm kind of comfortable on the plate, just pitching. It was really good. And I felt like we had it before the game. Like, we could win this game for sure.
Even when you were down two?
Yeah. We knew for sure that we could bring it back up and score.
Okay. Yeah. What told you, like, how do you know that when, let's say, us sitting in the bleachers are like, oh no, they're already losing. This is bad. How do you have a separate mindset going into it when you're the one who actually has to perform?
Usually we just cheer our heads off. It kind of gets into their heads, and it's pretty fun.
Okay. So you're kind of in a different psychological world.
Yeah.
No matter what the score is at that point, that early on.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you start pitching? I mean, how did you learn how to...
Well, I kind of started when I was 8 and practiced in my backyard and, yeah.
Who would you practice with?
My dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was. He kept score in the scorebook, and so just to make sure nothing would go bad, his head wouldn't go off. And so, yeah.
Okay. And so, Kelsey, you were up to bat at a critical moment in the game. So can you talk, like, go back and explain what that moment was all about and why it was important ultimately?
It was important because we were going to mercy rule them in the 5th inning.
Okay, what's a mercy rule?
We have to be up by 8, and we're up by 6. So, yeah.
And what happens if you're up by 8? What do you get?
The game will end.
Okay. All right. So you needed to get up by 8.
In the 5th inning, yeah. And okay. It was the bottom of the 5th.
Okay.
And we already had 2 outs.
Okay. And you were up to bat.
Yeah.
All right.
I was really scared. I was shaking in the box, but I hit a good ball out to right, so. And that brought 2 runners in.
Oh, wow. So who was on base when?
Kayleen Kohling was on 3rd, and Natalie was on 2nd. Natalie Glannon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you had an opportunity in your high school softball career to hit a ball like that at that kind of moment?
No, that was the first.
Okay. Were you like, me? It's me? It comes down to me?
Yeah. I was a little shocked, but, well, not shocked, because I knew I could do it, but, you know, just being put in at a moment like that is, like, scary, but... I knew I could do it, and I did it, so.
Okay. And, Megan, what for you was, like, your game highlight? So you said the cleanup hitter, you're 4th in the lineup.
Yeah.
And how did that play into the game's ultimate kind of configuration, how it all played out?
Well, so batting 4th, there's 3 girls ahead of me. Ellie Gray is a super good hitter, so she would usually clear them off, but if there was still, like, extra girls on the plate, then I would be the one to kind of bring them home. So okay. That was a big thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. And when did you start playing softball?
I don't even know. My family's been in it for like 20 years, so it's always just kind of been around me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that how you got signed up in the first place?
Yep.
How?
I don't really remember like the first time even playing. It just kind of came into me and...
And then pretty soon you're like, oh, I do this now.
Yep.
How has it been to have Jail as coach this year?
It's been awesome.
It's been pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Very good.
She's also in the studio. But and Jail, what has it been like for you coaching these girls? So you came from Idaho. You had played for 5 years, you said.
Coached, yeah.
Coached. And you brought that team to state. So did you think the same thing would happen again this time around? I mean, this is an entirely different breed of softball team, maybe? I don't know.
I didn't really know what to expect or what softball was like around here. But Southeast softball is super competitive. I knew from the first day that I had all my girls after the state basketball tournament was over. Took them a while to get to practice. When I had them, I knew I had talent. I just didn't know how much talent the other teams had. So there were points in the season where I was like, oh, for sure this team's going to win state. And then there were points in the season where I thought, oh, I don't know about this team. You know, we had our ups and downs for sure. But when we got there, after that first game and that first day, there was no doubt in my mind that it was ours to win and it was ours to lose. And they really stepped up and played their best ball. They peaked at the right time, and I couldn't have asked for a better season.
Okay. And you said that there were some folks you wanted to thank in Sitka for helping you out at a critical time. So what role did the community play in getting you to Fairbanks to ultimately play this tournament?
Yeah, so originally we thought that state was in Anchorage, and so we had kind of fundraised for that. Then partway through the season, we found out it was actually in Fairbanks, and when we qualified, that's like a $14,000 trip for our team. And right in those like 2 days right before we left in the trip, we had a GoFundMe site, and it was being matched, $2,000 match by Silver Bay Seafoods. And just people from everywhere in the community, whether they're connected to softball or not, were stepping up and donating money. Businesses were donating money. We brought in, I think, about $7,000 in those 2 days right before the tournament. And so it wouldn't be possible without the community. We wouldn't have good softball here without, you know, the junior leagues and the coaches who volunteered to do that. So this win really wasn't about me. It was Bob Petruski who had built the program. It was, you know, the little league teams, you know, the Ways who have been here forever doing softball. So everybody in the community really contributed to this win, and they should really wear it because it wasn't anything special that I did. It was the team and the community who picked them up.
All right. Well, congratulations again, reveling in this win and finally having your summer vacation.
Thank you.
Now you can join the rest of the Sitka School District and be actually on vacation. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.